Gute Woche. One of the standard greetings that we use when seeing somebody else, after not seeing for a long time, or even after seeing him not that long ago, we see somebody, we say Shalom Aleichem, and the person usually responds Aleichem Shalom. That's the standard Jewish greeting. And I'd like to look at this evening exactly where does that come from, especially with the use of the word Shalom, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Shalom Shalom. And a little bit of touch maybe on the unusual response. I remember someone once did a comedy routine about becoming an observant Jew, so he was learning different things and things that we take for granted. And it was very funny, you know, how from the perspective of somebody who didn't know so much originally. So one of the things he joked about was that when he was told that you say Shalom Aleichem, the person responds Aleichem Shalom, so he thought that's the way the Jews greet. You say one word, you say two words to somebody, he says in reverse order. So he said the following, he came to shul, people said good Shabbos, he said Shabbos good. That's what he thought was the correct response. But where exactly does this come from? It's not really clear in terms of, as far as I know, the historical origin. However, this morning's landing in Parashas Mikates, we find that when Yosef's the brothers came down the second time, they brought Binyamin again. They didn't know that it was Yosef they were seeing, but the pasuk says in Perek Mem Gimel Pasuk Chav Zayin Vayish Alohem L'Shalom. When they came into to see Yosef the second time, Vayish Alohem L'Shalom, Vayomer Hashalom Avichen Hazoken Asher Amartem. Right, is your father's all well, peaceful with your father, Al Denu Chai. And Vayitu Vayishtachavu. So I'm sorry, in the next passage, Vayomer Shalom L'Adachalavim Adonach Vayitu Vayishtachavu. They said Shalom. So it's not exactly Shalom Aleichem Aleichem Shalom, but we see that the word Shalom is used by Yosef, again, in the guise of the viceroy of Egypt, and the brothers respond, and the word Shalom is some sort of a friendly greeting. And the fact is, not even the first time in the Torah that we have such a thing, because way back earlier in Sefer Bereishis, in Parashas Vayetze, in the Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Vav, that's when Yaakov has to run away from Esau. So he comes to the land, the area where Lavan lives, and he says in Perek Chof Tes Pasuk Vav, when he comes across some of the shepherds, he says, do you know my uncle Lavan? And they say, yeah, we know him. Pasuk Vav, Vayom Alehem HaShalom Lo, right? It's all well with him. Vayom HaShalom, Yidei Rochel Bito Bo'oi Matzon, etc. So again, the word Shalom is used as an inquiry relating to a greeting of some sort. And finally, and there are probably other sources, but in the Torah, is the other place in the Torah is in Parshas Yisro. In Perek Yudches Pasuk Zayin, when Moshe and Yisro meet up, the Pasuk says, Vayishalu Ish L'Rehu L'Shalom, right? They greeted each other and so on. So we do see from the Torah itself that there is some notion of greeting somebody by using the word Shalom, whether it means peace, whether it means the name of Hashem, and so on. It's something which comes from the Torah itself, at least in terms of its usage. Yeah.
Question is the person offering...
Let's see. Let's see.
To the other person,
that's the question.
Or asking a question.
Well, let's see. So again, here I'm not indicating that these psukim are necessarily the source for this concept. It's just interesting that we do see in the Torah that the word Shalom is used in that way. And it really is used, as it is pointing out, there are two ways to look at it. And the truth of the matter is we do have, I was going to say this later, but since you brought it up, we do have the expression She'ela Shalom. That's the term that's used. For example, the Gemara Maricotin speaks about prohibiting She'ela Shalom to an Ovel. Okay, or on Tisha B'Av, when we're all Avelim, that's one of the prohibitions, you know, the things that an Avel observes, is the use of Shela Shalom. There it sounds like you're asking how the person is doing, is all well with you, and so on. And that could well be the meaning of Shalom Aleichem. Maybe we'll come back to that point. In the Gemara, it says in Brachas on Daf Vav on the base, the very bottom of the page, the Amar of Chelba, Amar of Huna, the whole collection of statements by Chelba in the name of Huna. So on the very bottom of the base in Brachas, does Amar of Chelba, Amar of Huna, Kol Shiyodeh B'chaverosh Hu Rav Yalitein Lo Shalom. Anybody who knows that someone else is, you know, regularly greets him, again using the word Shalom, it says here, Yaktim Lo Shalom. You should try and beat him to the punch, so to speak. You should try and be Maktim. You see someone who tends to greet you all the time, you should go ahead and greet the person yourself. Maktim Yaktim Lo Shalom. Why? Shenemar doesn't quote any of the psukim that we just said from the Torah, but it does say in Tehillim, Bakke Shalom Rodfeyu. Right? That's in David Shanoso, right? The pasuk in Tehillim. Surmei Rav Asaytov, Bakke Shalom Rodfeyu. The Gemara understands, Bakke Shalom, seek I usually translate to seek peace in a general sense, but the Gemara seems to darshan here, Rav Chalba Amavuna darshans here, that Bakke Shalom means to, you know, seek out, to be makdim somebody in Shalom. And then, the Imnaz, furthermore, the Gemara says, so that's one thing, that's in terms of initiating a greeting with Shalom, Bakke Shalom Rather. Then it says, Imnazim Oblo Hazir, and if somebody offers somebody a greeting of Shalom and doesn't respond, again, the sources that we mentioned in the Torah all had an initiation and a response. Right, in this morning's laning, by Yosef, again disguised as the vice of Egypt, not identifying yet as Yosef, says, you know, Hashalom, Lavicham Azokim, and so on. They say yes, and Lavan, in the case of Lavan, the shepherds in Lavan's area, Yaakov asked them, and they respond, and also Moshe Yisrael, it says, Vayishalom Ish L'Reyehu L'Shalom, they also, there's a give and take, there's an initiating of a greeting and a response. So the Gemara says, again, not referring to these two, the Gemara says, first of all, you should greet somebody, then, the Nosan Obel HaHetzir, Nikra Gazlan, Shanemar Apostik in Yeshai Vatem Biyartim, Hakerem Gzela Sa'ani Bivatechem. You've stolen something. It's considered to be like a Gaza. What exactly that drasha is? So Rashi there in Brochas says, Gzela Sa'ani Bahaloha, Gzela Sa'ashi, Gzela. Why does the Gemara speaks about stealing from a poor person? You're not allowed to steal from anybody. Let's say a rich guy allowed to steal from. Why does the Apostik condemn somebody from stealing from the poor? Not allowed to steal Bechlal. So you know, Ella Gzela Sa'ani Sha'in Lo Kum Ligzo Mena. What do you steal? A poor person has no money, but he steals him to begin with. It doesn't matter. I can understand. You're not going to break into somebody's shack. If you want to steal, so you break into a mansion. You don't break into a shack. The guy doesn't have anything. So what is it referring to here? I mean, stealing something he has. Ella shalola hashivish al shlomo. You're stealing so his dignity, I suppose. A person greets you and says to you, you don't like to use the expression, I even garris him. You know, you don't ignore the person. So you're stealing that. A poor person can have dignity also. I'm not talking about stealing money. So I'm stealing the dignity. But in any event, that is the Gemara. And based on this Gemara, the Vavim and Beis and Brochas, the last couple of lines of the page, very bottom of the page. So based upon this, we find the statements, and again, is this a mitzvah exactly? It doesn't appear in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that I'm aware of, but in the Menorah Hamor, in Ner Vav, Klal Beis, Chelav Aleph, Perek Beis, he speaks about the Gadol HaShalom, the number of paragraphs he has with relationship to the importance and the significance of Shalom. And one of the things he says at the end is that he refers to this Gemara, that a person should be Shalom, and so on. Let's find the exact location. Just a moment. Yeah. So I have the right source. Anyway, he seems to present it as a mitzvah rabbanon. Right, this is something with rabbanon. Here it is. Just a second. I apologize. I can't find the exact source right now. But in any event, he seems to enumerate it, so to speak. Again, it's not a Sefer HaMitzvahs here that he's writing, but he refers to something which he speaks about the greatness of Shalom in general, and he says this is something that the Rabbanan Institute, that people should greet each other and so on. So again, it may not be a Din D'oraisa, but I'll call upon him in some sort of a Din D'rabbanan, maybe Mitzvah Divrei Sofrim, and so on. Okay, so that's the origin. Now, there is a Gemara in Brachos a little bit later on Daf Yud Zayin, which describes that this apparently applies not only to dealing with a Jew, but at least on some level, to dealing with a non-Jew as well. The Gemara speaks about the Midas of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. In Brachos of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that one of the great things about Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is that nobody greeted him before he greeted them. The language of the Gemara, Amru Olav Arechanan and Zakkai, Shalo Hikdimo Adam Shalom Me'olav Afilo Nachri B'Shuk. Nobody greeted him first. He always greeted everybody, even a Nachri in the marketplace. He always was very, very quick to smile at somebody to give greetings. I think people may recall, I think it's printed in the biography of Yaakov Kamenetsky's Malavrocha, that one of the biographies, that when he was Nifter, at the end of his life, he lived in Muncie. And the story is that when they had the Shiva in the house, so at one point during the Shiva, a nun showed up, a lady, a nun, came to the Beis Ovel, which I imagine looked a little bit peculiar, a nun coming to the house of the children of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and she mentioned to whoever it was that asked, What she was doing here is she said she didn't know the rabbi, she knew it was a rabbi, but she said, one thing I knew about him, I never spoke to him, but every morning he was going from his house to the synagogue, and I was going from where I was going to the church, or wherever she was, to the convent, wherever she was going, and he said, every morning, he always gave me a smile, people can picture back, he always had a big smile, he smiled and he always said good morning to me, and she said, not too many people around here, you know, say anything to me, but he was, that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he greeted everybody, so the Gemara says, and based on, probably based upon this Gemara, the Rambam writes that, the Rambam writes in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deis, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam discusses the behavior that's appropriate for a Talmud Chacham, for Chachamim, for Perek Vav Halacha Zayin, he writes, Perikei Halacha Zayin, the Talmud Chacham, there's certain things he shouldn't do, he shouldn't scream, he shouldn't, I read the whole thing, Lo Yetzoyek, Betzolak Vashas Diburu, shouldn't scream like an animal, Lo Yagbiyakol Abiyose, raise his voice so much, Ela Diburu Benachas, he should speak calmly to everybody, and pleasantly, and then he says, Umakdim Shalom L'chol Ha'odom, Kedei Shetehiruchan Nocha Himeno. He should also be Makdim Shalom, a person should greet, Talmud Chacham should greet everybody. So again, is this actually a halacha in the strictest sense? Well, it's not clear, but certainly it's a midah tova, certainly something which, again, Talmud Chacham and people who are like to be Talmud Chacham should certainly aspire to. Now, as far as this issue with the Nachri is concerned, so this touches upon a different subject which comes up in the Gemara in Gittin, which we'll get to in a moment, but going back to the original Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara is a little cryptic because the Gemara seems to say, not in general you should greet, but let's remember the phraseology, the Gemara seems to be when it's somebody who normally greets you. I'll read the Gemara again, Vav Amud Beis. It says, Kol she'odeh b'chaveru she'urogi litein lo shalom, then yakdim lo shalom. Apparently it's only somebody who, you know, has some kind of a relationship with you. Which is different than what the Gemara was saying there with regards to the Yochanan Zakkai. The Yochanan Zakkai presumably didn't have any deep relationship with any of these nachrim that he saw. So there might be two different concepts, really. The Gemara in Brochus, the presumption seems to be that it's somebody who has a relationship with you, but not necessarily the case. In the Ein Yaakov, the Ein Yaakov of the parish there in Brochus, doesn't seem to make a distinction. It's got to be somebody you have a relationship with, but not necessarily your best friend. He says, "Efshalom adahaki kama misha rogilit l'shalom pam achas noed eiz a sinner oktata b'nei ve'ena nos l'shalom yaktim hu lomer l'shalom tchila kadesh shalayachzik machlokas." He understands that it's referring to, let's say, we're friendly or whatever it is. Then we get into an argument. So the next time you see me, you ignore me. So then, that's the case. You should be machdim shalom to sort of not. To be machzik machlokas. Well, is there shapir kamar im nosna lahechzel or b'shuktota shomer amnikra gazon? He puts the two parts of the Gemara together. Now, according to the in Yaakov here, so it only seems to be the Gemara seems to be talking about a case where somebody we were always friendly, and then we had the guy's burgers in me, like we say, so he doesn't say anything to me. So then he doesn't. Then you don't have to say it. Then you have to say, so not the machzik machlokas. What about somebody I don't have any relationship with? So here, the implication is that maybe that this din doesn't apply. The Maharsha writes over there in that same Sugin Brachas, says, "Alin ein roglit l'shalom, lo yakim l'shalom, d'shema chavera lo yachzel l'shalom, yikar gazon." He says, because how do you know, maybe the person's going to think, well, I say hello to somebody, the guy may not respond. Who are you? He'll look the other way. Okay, in a certain sense, almost a listener either. Because then you're putting him in a situation of being a gazan. However, okay, he quotes another Gemara, he doesn't refer to, interesting, the Marshal doesn't quote the Gemara of Yochanan ben Zakkai later here in Brochus. Right, so Sadi Yochanan Zakkai greeted everybody. So one could distinguish that maybe, I don't know, maybe Yochanan Zakkai wasn't worried about that because maybe his stature was such that a person would always feel honored to respond, even a non-Jew. I don't know, it's questionable. Okay? I don't know. Right, so that's what I was thinking myself. And the fact of the matter is, you have to be pretty, either rude or, you know, not tuned in to something else, when somebody would say good morning, not to respond at all. Say Yisrael Aleichem, not to respond at all. But anyway, it's just interesting because it's two different Gemaras. It sounds like, you know, almost it's a reboot, so to speak, of, you know, the Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai went ahead. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara, Kuvedim Harsho, and Yin Yaakov learned the Gemara. Yin Yaakov learned the whole thing is only applicable if you have a friendship before. In order to not to be Matzik Machokas, so you should greet him first. It's a special case almost. The Harsho has a broader definition. It's not a special case, but it's only with somebody you're pretty confident is going to respond. Otherwise, you're putting him in a bad position. However, he does mention there are other Gemaras that point the other way. Now, he does mention, and this is the point, it could be that the case of Rav Chisda, the case of Yochanan Zakkai, this is the Marsha, he nominated Nei Darkei Shalom Asa Kenel Et Kochavim. Okay? He said, because maybe it's Darkei Shalom, the Jews aren't going to greet. That's what comes up in Maseches Gittin, a bunch of, we'll see in a second, but a bunch of examples where, you know, we do certain things, we allow certain things, we pay Darkei Shalom, right, to keep the peace. If even sometimes would allow, let's say, the old problem of a Jewish doctor being summoned to the hospital to take care of Michal Shabbos, to take care of a non-Jewish patient. You're allowed to do that, so certain things are allowed. V'knei darkei shalom, you know, they're gonna say that the Jewish doctor wouldn't come, so they're gonna, next time the non-Jewish doctor won't be the Jewish doctor, a little worse, they'll have a pogrom. Mm-hmm. So certain things, the Gemara says, are allowed in V'knei darkei shalom. There's a thing, yeah.
But the
most
distinction between
Darkei
Shalom to avoid a problem.
Yeah, and initiating.
Right,
right.
The whole purpose
right.
of the Talmud is Shalom.
Right, so I'll come back
right.
to that point.
I'm worried about a problem.
Right, I was.
That's one way to do things right.
Yeah. No, that's a good aura. I mean, it's just a mental. That's what he's saying. That's what I think also. But he doesn't mention it. He mentions that Gemara about Darkei Shalom. There's a story I think I may have told over in the past. Rabbi Shaul Lieberman was a famous rabbi from the Jewish Theological Seminary, but a great Talmud Chacham. So, you know, the Gemara says that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a goy if you made Darkei Shalom. But otherwise, not allowed. So that's a very difficult Gemara to understand. How could it be? And so on. But there are ways to explain it. It's not our topic right now, but it's a difficult Gemara. Some of you may recall that a couple of years ago, somebody who used to be observant wrote a whole article in the New York Times about this topic. And it wasn't true. It was a lot of misrepresentation, but... one of these Gemaras that bother a lot of people. The answer is, again, you know, Shmir Shabbos, you have to understand Shmir Shabbos. Even for a Jew, you shouldn't really be Mechal Shabbos. The only thing is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a Jew, because now that Jew will keep Shabbos the next 50 years or whatever. So really, Shabbos is the Kovayah. But that's one of the answers. I don't want to go through that sugi right now. But in any event, the story is, it's a true story, I don't know. The story is that Rabbi Liebman was friendly with a professor in the Jewish Theological Seminary that was a non-Jew, but he was a Talmud scholar. There are Talmudists to a non-Jew. Or pursue it for academic scholarship reasons and so on. So supposedly, this professor, he asked Rabbi Liebman, he said, you mean to tell me if a building collapsed on me on the Sabbath, you wouldn't save my life other than for the reason of, you know, of keeping the peace? So no, he said, no, in your case, I would violate Shabbos to save your life. Okay, then he left. So the students asked him, how can you say that's against the Gemara? Said, I said that because of Darkei Shalom. Okay, whether it's a true story, I don't know. But in any event, that's the notion of Darkei Shalom. The other thing that Marisha says, Inami, Mibnei Darkei Shalom, so also the Kelab, what is Kochav, Miyam, Miloach, Zol Shalom, Ein Locho Shalom, Mikore, Over Kochav, Gazma. I greet the Goy, he doesn't respond. So, okay, so he's called a Gazma. So he is a Gazma, what do I care? There's no disfavor maybe in that sense. That's the other thing that he says. Oh, Shamati Bizer, okay, is another thing. Because the normal derech eretz is lemeishiv lichvol shalom. The kevin the inkolfon shalom the kachavim. Because I mean, hasam harav chista makim shalom. Because they should yichvol or the kachavim shalom. You don't have the kachav makim shalom. Harav chista torch lichvol shalom. And therefore, because of darkei shalom. So here, it's referring to something else. Actually, appears in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the next thing I want to get to. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samach Beis. And maybe this is also a makor for the concept of shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. The Gemara has Gittin Daf Samach Beis. The practice I just realized that I meant to quote something before. I meant to mention, I should just throw it in now, I meant to mention before the Rosh in his parish on a Mishnah in the Doran, Daf Samech Hayam and Beis, if a person takes a neder not to greet somebody, uh, That's a nebis machal. All right, maybe we'll come back to that. But anyway, I mentioned it before. But getting back to this Gemara in Gittin, Gittin, Samach Beis Amaral. From the bottom of the page, the Gemara has that, again, Rei Da'akei Shalom, you can say Shalom, you can greet a non-Jew as well, even using Shalom. But there's an Indian of saying Shalom Aleichem Malki, Shalom Aleichem Malki. That you say to a greeting with at least a melech, to say it the double language, say Shalom twice. And apparently, when somebody said Shalom to you, you responded by saying Shalom twice. Okay, now, assuming that Shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is something we'll see in a second, so that's what he, Marsha suggests, that's why Rav Chisda jumped the gun, he wanted to greet the goy first, in case the goy would say Shalom to him first, then he'd have to answer Shalom, Shem Hashem twice, and for the sake of a goy, so he didn't want to do that, so he grabbed him, he jumped the gun first. But that's the, and the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that those who say the Itlacha, we'll recall it says the Baruch Chavshah Samosai says Shalom Lecha V'Shalom, although the end of it Lecha with David HaMelech and his generals says Shalom Lecha V'Shalom, a number of times Shalom. So here we have this notion that when dealing with a Melech, so there is an idea of saying Shalom twice. So perhaps this is the Mokor, anyway, when somebody said, why the reverse it is not clear, we'll see in a second. But the words you say, Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, is a double mentioning almost, as it were, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sefer Tamim in Hagim, the Makar Adin in the back has Likutim, Inyanim Shonim, so we'll read first in Lamed Beis. He says, Tam Sharishon Omer Shalom Aleichem, Echaverim, this is page Tav Kuf Beis. In the regular Sefer Tam and Hagim, a collection of the reasons from Hagim, it says Tam Harisha Harishon Amar Shalom Aleichem Mechaber Meishiv Aleichem Shalom Kineisa BeGemara Ishkid Or Neder Yomar Neder LaShem El Korban LaShem Veloma LaShem Neder Korban Ki Kishem Kishem LaPev LaShem Yomos Chalila VeNimtzamos Yishem Shemal VaTolo. You know, when you're designating Korban, you shouldn't say LaShem Neder. You should say Neder LaShem, because maybe you'll say when you're saying the real name of Hashem, when you say the name of Hashem, maybe something will happen right away. It gives a dramatic example. You'll die. Even if you won't die, maybe you'll get distracted. Something you'll have said the Shem Hashem for no reason. To say the first word, say the other word first. The Chayim Gam Ato B'Shal Shel Hashem Kinei Shalom Ushmo Dekut Shabrichu Kamo Shalomar Kosevai Kol Hashem Shalom Nimtza Meishim Also Hashiv Lomar Shalom Aleichem Kishem Achas Shalom Kishem Arteva Shalom Yaspik Lomar Tevas Aleichem. So, what about the first guy? Omnam, Hashoel Shapri Komar, Kisri, more of the Brochus, Hamakdim, Shom Chaber, Mosifim Ochayim, Shalom. If you greet somebody first, so you have that segula that you always won't die, nothing will happen to you. So, therefore, Nimsa Shoel, Omakdim, Shalom, Batuachu, Shalom, Okay, Mutalom, Shom Alechem. That's one reason. That was a cute reason. But the other reason, it mentions Old Tamim, the Ringa Oslam and Gimel, the Nesina Shalom, Shom Alechem, make sure Omar Alechem Shalom, Vishum the Omu Zal, Zela, Son of the Techem, Haina, also, a Maris Ayan thing. If I say Shalom Aleichem to somebody, and the other person's response is also Shalom Aleichem, so let's say somebody's walking by when you're responding to, he didn't hear me say Shalom Aleichem. He hears you saying Shalom Aleichem back to me, but he doesn't realize that I initiated. So he's going to hear that. I don't say it. It's not going to go back and forth all day. If I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem, you're going to respond Shalom Aleichem. And now a guy walks by, he'll think I didn't respond. So what kind of wise guy is this? Someone gives him a friendly greeting, doesn't respond. So therefore, they said the person should respond in a reverse way, so it'll be clear who's initiating, who's responding. Okay? So therefore, Lazel says, similar to Abelayda, Mia Shalom, Mia Meishim. Parenthesis, Reisi Be'eza Sefer. He saw it in some Sefer or another. Okay? I don't know if I have it or not, because it doesn't say which Sefer it is. But anyway, so those are a couple of reasons regarding Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. But anyway, from all of this we see that there is this notion of saying Shalom, and again it's something which is dealt with by the regular poskim. I should just mention this Indian with the guy being called Shalom appears in the Shulchan Aruch, which is, be aware of it, in Yoredeir Simen Kuf Mem Ches. Yoredeir Simen Kuf Mem Ches. I guess it has a little bit Minyan of the Yoma. Dine Chage Ha'elilim, you know, the Goyish holidays. So in this Sif Yud, it says, Also Lichmo Lo Shom Lo Lichachov Lo Olam. Lefichach tov lahativ loshon, kadei shal yasa, kachom yitzas lifo loshon. Right, you shouldn't double the name Shalom when dealing with a guy, so therefore there's one reason you should be matim. That's why I didn't read it before, the Be'er Sheva and his Chumash Zimun and Tess has a whole discussion again. So what are Be'ochan and Zakar? The Gemara says, oh, Be'ochan and Zakar was always matim. No, that's a genius. I feel enough to be shook. What do I feel enough to be shook? Well, the Nachim sounds like that's a rigor. Enough to be shook, you have to do that. So he's a little bit of a Tzarachian. But in any event, the Tazir is that Kasha also, so you got involved. Again, this is Yeridayas and Kuf Memchas. The Tazir got involved, right? The Chorah Kasha was a Mashmatin, Riechem and Zakai, but all of them have Pima Adam Shah, Phil, Adam Kachom, and Shuk, Maya Phil. Haik Adin Kach, who should talk Lachim, so he talk Lachim, the Shlomo, the Shah Maya, the Bobby Kachom, the Shayla Makir, the Olam. Right, even a guy who doesn't know, Kimosh and Ramaz, as I lost from the Shuk. Well, only Stabish, he shall the Shlomo. That's the Rebuy is, what's the whole reason? The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says you should be makdim shalom to a guy because maybe he'll be saying to you have to respond with this double response, so to speak, and we don't want that extra name, extra use of the name of Hashem, you know, for a guy, not right. But yeah, but Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai, that's only if you're reasonably sure that this guy is going to greet you. But here the Gemara's read with Rebbe Yochanan Zakkai is he was not dealing with a guy that was going to greet him. The whole, it wasn't that he was going to greet him, and if I better jump the gun. No, he wanted to greet him, he wanted to greet him because it's the right thing to do, and therefore that the Rebbe Afilu Nochid Bashuk. That's the terrors of the Taz. Anyway,
he has to use the word Shalom.
Oh, so let's see. Very good. Perfect segue to the next thing. That's a Mishnah later in Brachos, on Daf Nun Dalet Amad Aleph, Daf Nun Dalet Amad Aleph. The Gemara says a long Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek Haroi in Brachos. The Gemara says, at a certain time, we'll see in a second when that is, this will be something a little minyan of the Yom too, it says, Hiskinu sheyehe adam shoel eshlom chavero b'shem. There was a takanas chazal that taka you should be so should greet somebody using the name of our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, a pasuk from Megillas Rus, okay, v'hinei boaz bo mi beis lechem, v'yomer lakotzim Hashem imachem, v'yomer lo yivarech Hashem. When Boaz came out to the fields in the second parak of Megillas Rus, so he greeted his workers, he says, Hashem Rachem, Vayomer lo Yivarech Hashem, and they respond, Yivarech Hashem. And then it says, Omer Hashem Yichol Giborecha, that's a pasuk in Shofet in regards to Gidon, Vayomer al Tavos Kizit Peimcha, Omer Eis La'asos Hashem Afer, so I say, a whole pack of psukim, which I'm unfortunately trying to figure out all I have to do it. But simple, on a simple level, there in Megillas Rus, we have this practice of Boaz, which the Gemara says apparently was a takon. I forgot to bring him. You can look it up. The Medrash in Rus Rabbah in Parsha Dalet Siman Hey. The Medrash says that was a takon in the days of Boaz to greet using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Mishnah means. Hiskinu in the days of Boaz. That presents a problem because they bring a raya from Gidon. Gidon is earlier than Boaz. But okay, so we figure that out. But the this according to this approach, it was a takon in the days of. In the days of Boaz, that's how Samuel learned. That's a simple reading. Rashi, here in the Brachos, says Hiskinu Ezra v'siyato. Okay, so you Omri min Olam. You know, all these. There's several different things. Ezra, the previous. That's referring to. The previous statement, but assuming all the statements in that mission, the different takanas go together, so is Ezra v'siyato. Okay? Now, Rashi said, what does this mean? What was the takana? So says Rashi, the Embrochus Nundalam, one could argue, you know, you're greeting your friend, so you're going to use the name of Hashem to greet your friend. Isn't that a zilzul in the use of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't just throw around the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like that. So you're saying hello and good morning to your friend to use the same Hashem. Says Rashi, no. Okay? Okay? So we learn, and then the other psukah, they say, don't reject so quickly the practices of earlier scholars and so on. Okay? And this is considered the Ratzon of Hashem. Later, Rashi says that, you know, we have the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Eis La'asos L'Hashem Aferes Sarasecha, that sometimes you have to act on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if it means undoing something that otherwise wouldn't be allowed, right? Doing something that wouldn't be permissible. Pa'am Mishravatim Divrei Torah Kadei La'asos L'Hashem Abzeh Miskavim L'Shol L'Shom Chaveru Zeh U'Ratzon L'Shom Mokom Shenemar, and Rashi quotes Bakei Shalom Rod Feil. That was the Pasuk we quoted in the Gemara earlier in Brachos for the practice of Chelbo Take Bakei Shalom Rod Feil. something you usually think it's Osi, you can't just quote the name of Hashem for no reason. No, this is part of the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it goes back again according to Rashi to the pasuk of Bakei Shalom for Ratzayu. So according to Rashi in the days of Ezra, they made some sort of a takana. Again, as I mentioned, the Midrash Rabban Rus says it was talking in the days of Boaz. Okay, according to Rashi, so they based it on Boaz, but it wasn't a takana. Maybe Boaz did it on his own, but according to the Midrash, apparently it was in the days of Boaz. Yeah.
Boaz Ruchal is the same idea.
Well, Azuchal is misusing
No,
it's a better one. Okay, so what it is referring to in Parshas Bereishis, it says in the door of Enosh, it says, Azuchal likra b'shem Hashem. So some learn that they, Huchal from Lashon Chulin, they profane the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say no, it means it was a good thing, they used the name of Hashem. Yeah, it could be the same thing. That's the machlokas where you stop the Aliyah over there. Right. Look in Parshas Bereishis. Most many chumashim, the Aliyah ends Ozu Chalikro B'Shem Hashem. So do you end Aliyah at that moment? If you hold that it's a good thing, you can end Aliyah on a good thing. You hold it a bit. And many siddur make many jump a few pesukim earlier, Achos Tuvah Kayin Namo, and they end the Aliyah there. That's what we do in our show, because maybe Ozu Chalikro B'Shem is not a good thing. Yeah. So in a second, yes. Yeah. So that's really a part of the issue. But anyway, that's the Gemara in Brachos. It's elaborated upon, that's the Mishnah, on Daf Nun Dalet. A few pages later, on Daf Samach Gimel, in Brachos, at the very end of the Masechta, Daf Samach Gimel on the days, the Gemara has again this practice of Shela Shalom based on Boaz. Let's find it. The just a moment. Excuse me. The Gemara brings it up again. The Gemara brings it up again afterwards. And again, it's the same din that a person should use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this fashion. It's not considered any kind of a chil of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's interesting is that there is the parallel Gemara in. I think I forgot to bring. Can you give me Gemara Makos over there? Makos.
Oh, that's we have a question yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get to that tonight. Since you're mentioning it, Marcus, maybe I'll
break. Yeah,
can you mock them a greeting to somebody before davening? I don't want to get to everything, but there are certain occasions, since you brought it up, where it's not proper to be shol shalom, and that really relates to the nachum yes also, but to the name of Hashem, for example, in a restroom, in a place where it's usher to mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you hold that shalom is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we usher to greet, in certain places.
Okay.
It's saying good morning. Right. English they get away with. Again, although, so that's the question. What is the status of this mitzvah here to be Shoel, the same name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What kind of takana was that? So let me just, before I get to the Mamasa, let me just read one other opinion as to when it happened. The Sefer HaMichtam on the Gemara Brachos. So there it says, "Iskinu she Adam shol b'shalom chaver." There's one Sama Gimel. Eini yodeh mosa ha'isah zeh takana. Kilo ha'isah takana zol meishen adukin la barazora. V'omer heim kilo lahaski b'shem Hashem. Chiv shom askirin osam filu b'shem shalom. Okay, and he suggests that maybe it was in the days of Boaz. Ula made Boaz as takana zul v'afal pishum becheres v'mishne. Okay, even it's mentioned later. Oh, and this is a connection to Hanukkah, which we just finished. Oh, Shem may have won in Hoyo. Shem goes all Yisrael. Maybe in the days of the Chashmonaim. We have a number of times the Gemara speaks about takanas of Beis Din Shel Chashmonaim. So maybe there's another example of Beis Din Shel Chashmonaim. Kishagavra yodam al Beis Shel Beis Chashmonaim tiknu zul. Where they learn it from? They learn it from Boaz. Shenamar ne Boaz, Boaz Lechem, etc. V'chein he quotes Yerushalmi in Brachos, V'chein Yerushalmi Masha de Boaz Tikna. Okay, so we have a number of different explanations to where this, where this practice, when so to speak, this practice came up. As far as just understanding the nature of this takana. So thank you to the Gemara. The Gemara has this in the end of Makos. The Gemara refers to this as well. Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara Makas Daf Chof Gimel. So Chof Gimel Beis. The Gemara speaks there about different. Let's find it. Shil Shalom B'Shem. Different takanos and so on. So I think that's what I find in here today in this small print. Anyway, Rashi writes on Shul Shalom B'Shem, the mut actually should stress, not Rashi. It's not Rashi, it's the Talmud of Rashi, the Rivan. Okay, but anyway, but we refer to it as Rashi. The mut is Talmud. The mut al Adam Lishol B'Shem Chabera B'Shem, Kigon Yossi Hashem Alecha Shalom, the Aimbo Mishum Motzi Shem Shemaila Batala. In other words, it's mutter to do this. Rashi says, and that's what we're saying till now. It's, in other words, it's not a zilzul in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do this. That's mi Rebbe. Lishna Achina, Shela Sholom B'Shem, the Chai of Adam Lishol B'Shem Chavero B'Shem. Ronanami Kishalim, Adam Akrim Shem B'Shem. One second. So according to the Lishna Achina, there's two ways to learn it. Is it mutter to do this? That's what we sort of hinted at it before. It's not a zilzul in the code of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we seem to learn in the Brachas. However, there's another way to learn it, that it's actually a takana. In other words, what was the takana? Was the takana that it's mutter, that it's not a problem, it's not haskar shem shema batala? That's one way to look at it. But you don't have to do it like it was other thing. You say good morning, you could say other things, right? It's all the same. Right? So that's, if you want to use the name of Hashem, it's permissible. Right? Like Boaz did. But not that you have to. But Rashi has a lishna achrina that shelo shom b'shem dechay of adam lishol b'shom chaber b'shem. But it's actually a chiyus. There's two different ways to look at it. And according to that, there's a very interesting question. That is, why don't we do it? So says Rashi, right? If it was takana, you know, why don't we do it? And that's where Rashi says, "Anu nami kishon adolim atim shem." The shalom shmo shakadosh baruch hu. The ksiv like Hashem and shalom l'shem Hashem. So the fact of the matter is, according to this, when we say, according to the second approach, when we say shalom aleichem, it's dafka the name of Hashem that we're glad to come on the floor, so to speak. When we greet somebody. In other words, it's not peace, or like we said before. There's two ways to look at the greeting. Is it Shela Shalom? Like it was in the simple mashmal sort of psukim in the Chumash I mentioned. Is all well with you? Is all peaceful for you, right? Is Shela Shalom? Or no, it's Dafke using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. According to this Lishna Achrina, it's actually a Chiyah to use the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll ask, so why don't we? He says, well, we do. That's exactly what it doesn't say which name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu we use. So we say, yeah, Shalom, that became the Minhag Yisrael, whatever it started, the Minhag is to use the name of Shalom. Now, if you hold like the second thing, so that's exactly the point before, so then taka in a place where it's usher, like when you're undressed or in a bathroom or something like that, if you're using shalom in the sense of the shem Hashem, and that's a whole question. You know, some people when they write the name shalom, they write shin lamed vav with a little you know, shmichik, apostrophe, whatever, after the, they don't write it all out. Okay, they won't say, I remember that, some people have on their mat, the house mat, it comes to shalom. So is it right to have it? People wipe their feet on it and so on. The same issue. Okay, so that's the question. And then there's a question about someone's name is shalom, right? To have, to use it in that sense. So, really, the two pshatim and Rashi have a nafkamina, really a nafkamina almost, if you will, what does the person have in mind? So, again, as I say, there's really two different ways to look at it. Whenever the takana happened to come about. Now, there's also a point, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Yud, says, also Adam Shitein Shom L'Chaver B'Veis HaMerchas. That's the mocker for the fact that you don't greet somebody in a bathhouse, right? So the Yosef Engel in the Gilgal HaShas there in Shabbos says Yesh listapek the rak mesina shalom chaveru hu daaser al the lomar teva shalom derasipur kigon sheyesh shalom ba'olav dom ein iser ulay yeshachal. You know, he says the following: let's have in a bathhouse, and we're talking in Hebrew, and we're talking about shalom in Israel. I use the word shalom clearly in the sense of peace. In other words, is it the word shalom that's usher, and therefore even if you're using it in a different context, it wouldn't matter, or is it only in the sense of a greeting? And if you say that, that to this goes in the supik a little bit. In other words, if you hold it, it should be. He says, The rock nesina shalom lechaber who does also lomar teva shalom derech siklan shei shalom ba'olam lomar einiser. Okay, I mean it would seem I think you're right, and then he says also it might be difficult. You're writing it and talking it, but what may be implied a little bit in this statement of Yosef Engel is that even if you therefore are saying shalom aleichem and you're having in mind the first way, that's what I want to get to. In other words, you're having in mind that the word shalom, I'm not referring to the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking, you know, like Yosef asked the brothers, shalom aleichem, wasn't referring to the name HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's using shalom in a sense of peace. But maybe the fact that we use it as shalom aleichem as a greeting, it doesn't matter your intent, maybe the very greeting itself, and this is really the chiddush, so to speak, that in our, from our point of view in halacha, a greeting becomes something which is, the status of which becomes becomes elevated almost to, you know, to something which is beyond just saying hello and how are you. That's really what comes out from all this. So the Meiri in the Gemara in Brachos the Takana Gemara in Brachos on Daf Samach Gimel, so he mentions Hiskinu she'adam shol b'shalom chaver b'shem kidei she'yodu she'ha'shalom u'shar ha'brachos megiyas nechvodo. He kind of puts it all together. Because after all, even if you're just wishing the person shalom in a sense of peace, but, says the Meiri, where does that come from? You're giving a guy a bracha, a greeting, where does that come from? You're wishing him well. Where does his wellness come from? It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, even if your kavana, quote unquote, is not shalom in the sense of shalom being the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe the greeting itself, the status of the greeting itself, if you will, changes as well. So anyway, what comes out from all of this is that we have, you know, a simple greeting, Shalom Aleichem, is something more than just chit-chat. You're using the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or more so perhaps you're asking, you're giving a person a bracha that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be upon him, or if not the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides. Finally, Rav Moshe Sternbrach has an interesting tshuva. And others also discussed this, but I just brought this one. It's a chelik aleph for sin and yud beis. Okay, and really relates to the same question. Loma shalom lechaveru sherosh agdoli v'gorim shmugula harosh yoshiv shalom. Can you say shalom aleichem to somebody, a Jew, without a yarmulke? So the guy's going to answer and say the shem Hashem without the yarmulke. Okay, so that's the question he raises. So he says, you know, there's room perhaps to be machmir, but he writes, "Lachen amachmir lo v'shom shom echashash yoshu lo midas chasidus v'atzol kovid lo merak boker tov v'chadom." Like you said, in English you can get away without it, in Hebrew too, you can say boker tov. Av medina ein lano chashash yisur. Okay, medina, I don't think that there's an issue. He quotes it as a pasuk that says, "Ein shalom amar shalom lo rishon." The pasuk in the haftar of Yom Kippur, right? It says, I think, you know, it says, "Ein shalom." So you don't say shalom to him. But okay. Nonetheless, his conclusion is that it will be mutzah. So again, I think we see that the you put everything together, there is a notion of two things, I think. Number one is to have shem shamayim shogo b'fiv. Right, that a person should use the shem shamayim, even something so seemingly mundane as a greeting. Nonetheless, you have the shem Hashem on your lips. And number two, what you're really, we think about it, we say shalom aleichem all the time, okay, but what we're doing is, and again, we discussed why aleichem shalom, the reverse against, you know, we can think about that further, but the other person, self-kosov, is also saying the shem Hashem, right, and whichever way, even if it does in the reverse order, shalom aleichem or aleichem shalom, it's still the same, you know, it's still the same use of the same the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what they're wishing each other is, A, either they're wishing them that the shem Hashem should be upon them, that's shalom aleichem, right, that you should be blessed, and, or that that which, and it comes out almost the same thing, or that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides should be upon you. So therefore, with all that, it makes sense to say, you know, that in the Beis HaMerchatz, you shouldn't greet at all, even, you know, even if you hold that it's mutter to use the Hebrew word shalom, meaning peace, you know, when talking in the bathroom with somebody in a bathhouse. But if it's in the sense of a greeting, even if that's not what's in your mind, it would seem that that is what's in your mind. Yeah. Use of the shalom, that word, right.
You can always
other by saying boker tov is something else. In any event, these are, you know, it's just, I think that it's something that, you know, we should give a little more, give a little more attention to, because ultimately what we're trying to do is you know, spread a good feeling about people. Someone mentioned that point before, that it's just a matter of somebody's dignity. The Gemara says, if you don't respond, you're taking away somebody's dignity. Right? You're not goreth that person. So here, the Chazal were very makbid on something we would say is good manners. Can I just close by noting that the fact that these are all things that are discussed in the Gemara and the Shas and the Poskim, you know, is significant because, you know, these means it's part of our tradition. And you have the same kind of discussion. Is it from Boaz? Is it a riot? It's Asmachta? It's this? It's Rabbanim? You know, the same thing we discussed if we're discussing Tfilin or Matzah or something else. Because those things too are part of our Masorah. A lot of people think that, you know, certain things in the Gemara are just in the category, like Pirkei Avos. They're in the category of good advice. Advice from wise people. Is that all Pirkei Avos is? Presumably not. Our understanding is that these are part of our tradition as well, the same way as all the other halachas are part. It's not just the Pirkei Avos and these types of statements in the Gemara in the category of Musa, and not just, you know, etiquette or other traditions, other cultures have also books about how to behave and how to, you know, Benjamin Franklin and others wrote books about etiquette and about good advice and good ideas and so on. That's not our position. Our position, this is the Gemara, it's a tradition, Yochanan and Zakkai and so on and so forth. So this is something beyond that. That's the Rambam writes. It's a practice of the Talmud Chacham, because you see that the Chacham analyzes this the same way they analyze all the other dinim. I'll just manage close by noting that some suggest that this is exactly why Pirkei Avos, even though these dinim that just mentioned, you know, not calling Pirkei Avos, although in Pirkei Avos we do find it supposed to greet people and so on, cheerfully and everything else. You know, Pirkei Avos begins with a list of the transmission of the Nesorah. Moshe Kibbutz Parmesina, Nesorah Yoshua, etc., etc. So it's interesting information, and a lot of literature about it, important how the chain of tradition worked. Wouldn't it have made sense to put that in the beginning of Brachas? That should be the first Mishnah in Shas, no? Moshe Kibbutz Parmesina, before you go into any dinim, or maybe the last Mishnah. After you finish everything, they said, let us know where the Mishnah has come from. Yeah. Instead, it appears in Pirkei Avos in the end of Sefer Nezikin. You know, what's it doing there? Why is it? So the answer is because no one is going to think that Kriya Shema or any other dinim come from anywhere but our tradition. Right? But Pirkei Avos, you might think these are just nice maxims, nice teachings, you know, the ethics of the fathers, you know, the sages tell us good advice. No, that's why it says Moshe Kibbutz, all this goes back to Moshe. Okay, have a good day. Home before the storm.